Can we agree that many of us grieve following the passing of a celebrity icons?
Yeah, we're grieving them like we grieve anyone else, in the sense that someone we cared about has died. There are obviously some differences. We didn't generally know these celebrities personally, but we feel, because we've had some attachment to them, be it, you know, watching their movies, watching their television series, listening to their music, we feel that we have a level of attachment and knowledge of them, and therefore when they die, we feel like we have lost someone or at least something.
And do you think it's a collective mourning?
Look, I think partly that's part of it. I think that there is social media certainly fuels the idea that you can connect with others around shared grief. But even prior to social media, if you think about the death of Princess Diana in the late 1990s, you know, prior to social media, there was an enormous outpouring of public grief for her, where people took to the streets, you know, deluges of flowers as a way to commemorate the death of someone that, even though they didn't know personally, felt connected to it, to a communal sense of loss.
So why is it that we might develop such strong relationships or connections to the celebrities we see?
Look, I think partly we tend to mourn celebrities that were pivotal in our upbringing. So our celebrities that were in the film and television that we watched at milestone moments in our life, when they die, we feel that something has been chipped away from our own childhood, so that when we look back on the film or television we really liked from that period in our life, it feels a little lesser now that someone involved in it is dead. I think the other aspects to it are things that television particularly is a very personal and intimate medium. You're tending to watch it within your home. So some of these celebrities, particularly television celebrities, have literally been in our homes, and that gives them a level of familiarity to us and in a sense of intimacy where we feel connected to them, even if we didn't have a personal relationship with them.
Right. Now, if you're just joining us on The Daily this morning, we're chatting with Dr. Lauren Rawnsthorne from the University of Melbourne about why exactly we become so connected to the life and death of celebrities. Now, can the death of a celebrity have an impact on a group or sector of society, not just as an individual?
Look, I think that there'll be some people who feel connected to the death of one celebrity more so than another. Now, that might be because people who came of age in the 1990s, for example, that, you know, that was their teen years, they're someone who's going to feel a connection to the death of Luke Perry in a way that is different from their parents or their children. So that sort of age group of coming of age in the 1990s are going to feel disproportionately affected by that death. But for other types of figures, particularly someone like Aretha Franklin, who was connected to the civil rights movement, there is a different set of people who feel her death more acutely, and therefore the loss is felt more sharply by them.
Well, for those who experience sadness following the passing of a celebrity, or feeling strong emotions due to the actions of an icon, how can we manage these feelings?
Look, grief is one of those things that comes in waves. You don't necessarily do it all at the start. You know, it might be something that you surprise yourself being affected by months or even years later. I think generally, though, with the death of a celebrity, because you didn't have a daily interaction with them, it's going to be more like something you can recover from than the death of someone that was family or friends. And I think partly that's also because you get to continue experiencing the celebrity in the exact same way, even though they're dead. For example, you can still watch their films, you can still watch the television shows they appeared in. You may not be able to follow their Twitter or Facebook feed anymore, but you can still watch their cultural output, and that helps maintain your connection to them, even though they've died.
Right, so I guess it's probably time to watch some 90210 reruns then, isn't it?
If you are mourning Luke Perry, yes, 90210 reruns is probably your starting place for a recovery journey.
Well, I know what I'll be binging this afternoon. Dr. Rosenthal, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Anytime at all. Thank you very much for having me.